The aid agencies say children in Somalia are suffering from drought, flooding, and now conflict. They warn more children will be separated from their families, orphaned, and vulnerable to abuse and neglect unless the situation in this war-torn country is stabilized. Spokesman for the UN Children's Fund, Damien Persona, says his agency has received reports that many children below age 15 are being recruited as child soldiers. He says all the warring factions are doing this.
We also do know that a lot of children fighting for one of the parties in Somalia have been detained and are still detained. And the third thing is that we do also know that a lot of children have been deliberately the target of some nasty grenade attacks in IDP camps, in internally displaced camps.
Persona says it is hard to believe that children are being deliberately targeted, but he notes there can be no other explanation since it is women and children who mainly live in the makeshift IDP camps.
The people know that actually men are not in these IDP camps, so the fact that to throw a grenade into these camps from whatever sides is part of the war strategy for all the parties. So they're deliberately targeting civilians and mostly women and children.
UNICEF and Save the Children say they are very disturbed by reports that Somali children and women are among the casualties of aerial bombardment in the southern part of the country. They also are concerned that with the closure of Kenya's borders, the threats to fleeing Somalis have increased. In fact, Persona says, civilians are totally trapped within their own borders.
They are trapped because insecurity and bombardments prevent them to go to a safe place. There's no safe corridors, there's no safe havens, there's no safe place currently exists in Somalia, and mostly in the south. So these people are the first victims of the current conflict. This is not new again, and we are sorry to say that, but this is the reality.
Persona says the conflict situation, plus the closure of the border with Kenya, is making it extremely difficult for humanitarian workers to reach vulnerable people with critically needed relief supplies. He says aid agencies have to airlift supplies, and this, he says, is extremely difficult, dangerous, and very costly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。